Carbon Torah has something special. You have to bring 40 bread with it. It's not a simple carbon. But Torah needs 40 boyim lechem. So maybe that's why the Torah was machmir upon a carbon Torah. But you would not know other kavanas. And I would not know an oshim though. So Mar says on this, learn out oil l'shtom, they do not need boyim lechem. And still they have the klal, it's not yirotzeh. And so again, the chazer adin, leroizek, roizel, leroizek, roizel, learn out again, one is not like the other, learn out from both of them together. Hatzar HaShem HaShem, what's the common denominator here? Hatzar HaShem HaShem, Shein Kodeshim, that all these are kabonis here, that a toida oil and shlomim, v'shachtam shtol l'shimon kosher, v'yeinim aratzit, does not help for the owner, it's not on his credit, he has to bring another one. Is that on the yovif? Here I will also learn out, oshom akarban oshom, shul kodesh, it's also at loch of kodeshim, v'shachtam shtol l'shimon kosher. The carbon itself is kosher, meaning you can still continue doing the other four, the other three avodas. But v'yena maratza, there's no credit on the owner's cheshbon. Now again, now mal de'atara shavashem. You know what's the common denominator here between all three of them? This carbon toida, the shlomim v'yoylo shein goyim v'nederu nadav. Again, here's the same question. Maybe only those kabbonis that are brought with a nether or a nadava. You yourself could be mechayiv yourself to bring a toida, a shlom, or an ayla. So these kavanas have something special, so something to get in common denominator. They're alike. Therefore, shalai l'shmo is namaratze. But maybe an osham that you could not bring for a nether or a nadava, maybe here it should be yiratze. Maybe when the owner brings it, that's it, he's mechayiv his chayiv. So how do I know the side of our Mishnah that even a Nosham is Lo Yirotze? So where it says, Elohim HaRava, Zoyis HaTorah, like we had before, there's one big Hekashia, Zoyis HaTorah. It says all the Kabbonah together, even a Nosham is in this Pasuk. And therefore, Akeshen HaKosu L'Shlomim. The Pasuk means to be Makish all Kabbonahs, excluding a Korban Chattis, because there is a special Pasuk, but excluding a Korban Chattis, the Hekash says all the Kabbonahs are Zoyim HaTorah. Now, mashlon, just like by Karm Shlomim, the klal is Shein Kodeshim, v'shachton shtol l'shmon. If you did one of the Dalar Avodis with in mind for a different carbon, that the lachar is ksherim, still that carbon is brought, you could do all the Avodis, just v'yein maratin, the owner has no credit from it, he still has to bring another one. Is a so, afani yavi oshim, I learned an oshim from this hekesh also. Shul Kodesh, the same thing. So kids, so we're ending up from this hekesh of Zoyis HaTorah. Now what does Zoyis HaTorah say? That all the Kabbonahs are alike. It says the Chattis also in this Cheshbon. So Moris, now if so, Omachos is the Akshas to Shlomim. Who told you to make a Hekish that all the Kabbonahs are like a Korban Shlomim? That you're telling me what? That Shlo Lishmo is Kosher, you could bring the Korban. Maybe no. Maybe Akish L'Chattis. Maybe make Hekish now all the Kabbonahs are doing with the Chattis. That just like a Chattis. Is possible shloim l'shmo if you make the shchit or the zrika shloim l'shmo by chatis? You have to burn the chatis. That's it. Is psulo? Maybe make the second zoyis haTorah and it says chatis here also. Maybe it means all the other kabbonis are doing with the chatis. Just like chatis is psulo, you have to burn it. Maybe all the other kabbonis also you have to burn. What would I do with meitzes or sechat tishmor? Maybe only by shlomim them. No other carbon. Like how do you know to be makish or noshim to a korban shlomim, maybe be makashir to a korban chatis? Samar says no. Miyat rachman oisa. That was it. It says the shachat oisa lechatis the diyah oisa. Only a korban chatis has this halacha that shloim l'shmo makes a psul in the korban chatis, but nothing else. So since there's a miyat by a korban chatis, it says only chatis is psulah. Therefore, they have this hekish that all the kabbonis are learning out one from another. It's mustard to say we learn them all out from shlomim. And just like Shlomim is Ksheira, how do I know there? Because of the Pasuk Maitzis for Sechat Hishmar, so I know that it's Lo Yirotze, it doesn't help on the owner's credit, who was in all other Kodshim, Anoshim including, does not help on the owner's credit. So Kis, I need Psukim to teach me that even by Anoshim, it's Lo Yirotze. Now, yeah. Yosef, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Yosef Rav Huna Rav Nachman v'Yosef Rav Sheshes Gabay. Sheshes was sitting there also. V'Yasveh, they were sitting in the double ocean. V'Yasveh, well, Karma, they're speaking and learning. That they said like this, listen. Kashle le Rishlokesh. Rishlokesh had a question before. Oshem, this Korban Oshem, the loyasi liyacham isa. That since the Korban Oshem does not come liyacham isa, if the owner dies, that's it. you have to let it pasture in the field. Still it becomes a Baal Mum, but you cannot bring it. So therefore, for Korban Hashem, he had a question that why is it brought without a Yerotza? If it does not have a Yerotza, if it does not help for the owner, do not bring it all together. That was bothering Rish Lakish. So the Mori answers now, Leimelei, why don't they say back, Leimelei Reb Leza, why didn't Reb Leza answer back to Rish Lakish and say, Oshem Nami Osel Yachamisa? Like, who told you that, Rish Lakish? Maybe a Korban Hashem could also be brought Liyachamisa. What does that mean to say it's brought Liyachamisa? The who we know it's not brought Liyachamisa. Look at Rashi. Rashi is Kashla Rish Lakish, the second line on top. Kashla Rish Lakish, Oshem Yishum Liyachamisa, Leimelei Reb Leza. Reb Leza should answer back to Rish Lakish and say, Oshem Nami Liyachamisa. What does that mean? Shoshem Shemesa Ball of True. If the owner died, you know what we do with it? Roya, you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Baal Mum. And then you sell it. And with the money, the Dom of Neufel and the Kayetam is Beach. The money is brought to bring Kabonis. So it comes out that it is brought Liachamisa. The goof, this carbon itself is not brought. But Lamaisa, you sell it. And with the money, you bring a carbon Ayla. So Lamaisa, there is a carbon of an Oshem being brought Liachamisa. So you find an Oshem to be brought without a Yerotze. That's for if it's like it's Sibra, it's called oilless, it's called Kaisam Zbech. It's something just to keep the Zbech occupied, like dessert is cool. When it's empty, there's no kabbalah, we like to fill the Zbech up. But no credit. That's the more I ask. So they should answer that to Rish Lakish. We find the Noshim is brought, its outcome is brought, its Maestro is brought. So Mar says, no, the Maestro means nothing. Since it itself is not brought just this money, that means nothing. You know why? Amalei Rosheshes, Oshem Lamai Karba, what do you mean to say it's brought? Lamaisroi, meaning to say that when you sell it, the money of it is brought for carbon. If so, Chatis Nami Nikrav Karba, Maestro of Chatis. There are also cases that by Korban Chatas the leftover is also sold and you buy a new one. In the case Rashi says where the person first was Makdish, two Chatois, he was afraid maybe you lose one, so he Makdish two for the Achrayis. In the case he loses one, the other one is on hand. And then he uses the first one. The Locher is here. In this case, the second one is sold, and with the money you bring another one. So you see, a Chatas also is called Liachamisa.
And like Rashi says, Alma Asi Chatas Liachamisa, Fiafilu Ochi Psula, even still a Chatas is Psula, Shle Lishmo. Says so, Oshem Nami Lissel. But this that an Oshem, it's Moisrois, the extra money, like is brought for a Korban, means nothing, because by a Korban Chatas we find the same thing, and by a Korban Chatas, Lamaisa is Psula, Shle Lishmo. So again, this cannot help you out. That's why Rish Lakish, that's why Rav Leza, they do not want to answer this. Yeah. Samura says no. Chatzam Nikrav Korva Moisro Chatis. Afagav the Korva Moisro. Mif Rachamanhu. Still the Mif Rachamanhu. Like Rashi says, it means Bisoye Nosi Ksiv. And the soy that a Nosi brings as Bishkitosoi, the Shachat Oisoi, the Mokamash Yishkat Esoilo, Lufne Hashem Chatisu. Which means she is chatenu l'shem chatis. We imlav posel. If you do not do it, then it's posel. They have a mashma be a viyosin yehei, meaning im be a viyosin yehei kosher. We imlav posel. Or meneh yafrinan posel the chatis akama perkim. When this posel learn after the korban chatis here, if you shech the shloli shmo, the korban is posel. So like again, there's a special zayasakosiv why a korban chatis is posel shloli shmo. So you can't ask me a question. Oshem should also be like that. No, even though, in other words, even though a chatis, it's moisros, it's brought sometimes. Still, there's a special zayasakosiv here by a chatis that is psulo. By ben oshem, we don't have any special posik. So that was so. Therefore, an oshem would be kosher. Sumar says no. Oshem namiksiv behu. If in the word who, it says the word Oshem, it says the word who by Oshem also. Rashi says, v'tzavasar v'hit v'ktiru ha-mizbeach, isha l'Hashem Oshem who? So it says Joshua also, v'zman shul l'shem Oshem koshem l'aposel. If those Joshua is the word who that it says by Chatis, it says the same type of a Joshua who by Oshem also. So maybe let's learn out by Oshem also that it should be posel shalei l'shmo. So when it says no, a who, and when it says the word who by Korban Oshem, that's li'achar haktaras emurim hu d'chsiv. It says that after the parsha by burning, it's emurim. and therefore by burning the Amurim we know you cannot learn out from this, because it's not likuva. Even if you do not burn the Amurim altogether, the korban is still kosher. Ketanya, like we learned, Avol Oshrim, but by korban Oshrim it's not like a korban chatis. Because so here by Noshim Lenema by Hu El Yakar Akhtaras Emurim, it only says the word Hu only by after the burning of the Emurim, and the Klal is Hu Atzmai. The whole burning of the Emurim is in Lahik Tiru. If you do not burn the Emurim, Kasha, still the carbon is Kasha. Therefore, the word Hu that it says by Oshem cannot mean a Likuba Psul. To say that if you do not Shech to do the Dalar Avoidus Lishmo, there should be Psul, because it only says the word Hu by the burning, by their Taras Emurim. And their Taras Emurim is not Likuba. Therefore, Lishmo also cannot make any Psul. So therefore, it's good why here by Oshrim we do not say it's possible, but rather it remains that the locher is by an Oshrim Shlo Lishmo is kosher, just as Shlo Olu Lubaylam Lishem Chayva.
Alright.
So the Gemara says, like, if so, the Elohu Lomali. Why does the Pesach say the word Hu altogether by Korban Oshrim then? It is not like Likuva, so what do I need the word Hu for? So the Gemara says, like Rav Huna Marav says, that the Yom Rav Huna Marav, Oshom Shenitik L'Reya, if you have a Korban Oshom, which was Nitik L'Reya, which means now you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Bamum and sell it, and with the money you bring a new Korban. What's the case? So Rashi says it means Shemesu Bolov, that the owner died. Or else, Oshin Eschapu Biachar, that the owner already brought a different Korban Oshom. For nitig midin oshem, now this korban does not have to be brought for an oshem anymore. So therefore, the din is l'reya, the athletic pasture in the fields. Shomer loy bezdin otziv yiro, bezdin paskins now to say, take it out to the fields, let it pasture there, and then you'll, with the money, you bring another korban. So now such a korban, an oshem shenitig l'reya, v'shachet to stam kosher. Rashi says the shachet to kam is kosher means loyla. It remains now like a korban oila, and the locher is v'shech stam is kosher. Hoyul v'soifel akayet sam is beach shuvoila. Since anyway this korban is fit to be brought for korban oila. In other words, this korban right now bezdin paskin cannot be brought for korban oshem. So you're supposed to, even though lechatchilu you're not supposed to bring this for korban oila, you're supposed to let it pasture in the fields and let it become a balmum, and then we'll sell it, and with the money we'll bring a korban oila. But still, the locher is if by mistake right now you shech the stam, it adds loch of the korban oila, that the korban is kosher. And the diak is nitik in, only because like Bezdin already paskin, like this korban is not going to be used for korban oshem anymore, but you're going to use it now to sell it and buy a korban oila. Rashi says nitik in means it was excluded, means the maker shem oshem nayu took away the name of an oshem from it. Mi shenim tzalaroyim, when you give it over to the shepherd, for kom stom leil now minas tam it's omen to be a korban oila. That's the deek. Now if you shech the stam is kosher. But le nitik, if you do not uproot the name of an oshem, le heve stamula, then this korban is not fit to be a korban oila. Tiyamakro oshemu, because the vatsik is oshemu, piyev yosem ye, and it still remains like a korban oshem. That's the deek over here. That nitik in, only because like there was the psak bezin already, this korban has to be used, like not for an oshem. But if it was not uprooted, it did oshem, then le Tzadik nitik in la nitik loy. If you do not uproot it, then no, then it's not kosher to shecht it now minastam. My time. What's the reason? On the cross, the pasuk says, "Who be aviyasi hey?" This korban still remains a korban oshem, even though the owner like died already, but it still remains a korban oshem. So, kids, that's what we use this pasuk of who for. All right, turn over. Now, exactly what is Joshua of Nitikin, Lo Nitiklo, it's a big machoikis. Taisa talks about it. Taisa one shot to say we're not, that even other Gemara's and Mashmah, Nitik is only Midirabonin. That really Midiraisa, this Korban Oshem, Minastam would also be kosher, even before Nitik. So one shot Taisa has roots in the notes, Midiraisa, and then Taisa answers, Bechal is not Gerus, this in the Gemara. Kitz is not so poshid. We'll see later on more about exactly what is Joshua of Nitik is online nitik. We'll see later on in the Masechta. But there's such a drasha who to say by Korban Oshem that only if you menatik it, then it has this halacha that minastam, it's the way Pashup Shabbat Rashi learns, that's oimid for Korban Oila. But if you're not menatik it, if it's not oimid to be used to pasture in the fields, but rather right now it's still oimid to be for Korban Oshem, then you would not have this halacha, the shechet stam, it's like kosher for Korban Oila. it still has loch of a korban oshrim. It doesn't lose its shame korban oshrim until there's a nitik there. Like something was uprooted, like Rashi says, much like Beth and Paschal now this korban is loimid l'riya. Now the Gemara says, Yasri Rav Nachman Rav Sheshis, the Yosef Rav Adah Ba Masna Gebai was all sitting there. The Yasri, they were sitting in Ka'amri, they said up like this. Hod the Komer Reb Loz. That's what Reb Loz has said before. That Motinu B'boyim Liyachamis, like he wants to answer back to Resh Lakish. You know why a korban is brought as kosher, even though there's no Ritzui. The owner has no gain from it, because we find Karbonas Abrot Liyachamisa. So, Shein Sherit Ve'en Maratzen, that the korban is kosher, and it's not Maratzen, like I said before, when the Yoled gets his mace, and she left over Korban Eilo, the Yoshim, the kids, bring the Korban Eilo. So the question is, Lei Malei Resh Lakish, that Resh Lakish said back to Reb Lezer, Hanu Nami Laisim Lirtsu, no, why do you say there's no Kaporo? Listen, the Yoshim are bringing this Korban right now. Let this Korban be Mechapa for them. The same way it would have been Mechapa for their money, for their mother, let it now be Mechapa, Rashi says, by Yoshim. So Moshe says back, no, O Malem Rav Adah Bar Masna, Yeledis, listen, the mother that gave birth, and he older, if she gave birth and she needs a kapara, but then the older, did the children give birth, they don't need this kapara. Rashi says, Yeledis, unless Yeledis, the icy rhyme, running right from it, the Yov Yoshim Losa, what do you mean the Yoshim should bring it? That Lechura, they didn't give birth, they don't need the kapara from this carbon. So we know usually by Yeledis, the kapara there is, that when she's Yeledish, usually she makes a neder that she won't live with her husband anymore, so she needs a korban, so she needs it, not the children. Mask of law, Rav Asi still has it back. O man Leimon, who told you, the yikur kam ese gabo, Leimis chapro. That this even Yeledis. True, she has to bring the korban because she was Yeledish, because she gave birth. But let's say she has other Isser Asayas that she did. This korban would be mechapa for her also. If so, the chivon the chiv could come essay gabo. Since she would have had a lot of essays, mechapra it would be mechapra for her. Since so, you see, this korban helps for other Yisrael essays also. So then, Yosher nami mechapra. The same swar should be for Yosher also. That for Yoshim also there should be the kaparo by the shar the other various they did. But name, what do you want to tell me? The kanyelu bar Rav Yechon and nirv. Right, we'll stop here. Continue on this list. We'll turn this list as far as the whole continuation on the next tape.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Hey in the day, the bottom Gemara. Again, last Charlie was on 5 lines down. That Maskelo Rav Asi Man Leimolon Diyika Kam Esse Gabol Mechapro V'Chivon Diyika Kam Esse Gabol Mechapro Yorsher Nami Mechapro. The question is that if the mother dies and she leaves over Yorshim, so why don't we say that the Yorshim should receive a kapara from the mother's a korban? And if so, there should be like Yesh Bailam Liachamisa. So the Mora says, Lemaimer, what do you want to tell me? Tikan Yelahu. That you're asking the question now that when the mother dies and she leaves over the korban, so when the children bring the korban, they should receive the kapara. They should also be mechaper. Why? Even though they were not Yoledis, they didn't give birth. We're saying, Esvara, this Yoledis, this korban, is a korban oila. And just like by the mother, if she would have had any Isser Aseis, the korban would have been the chapa for her. So the same thing on the children now. If they were over an Isser Asei, or else a lav, shamed by Meisor, a lav, an Issikli Asei, any Avera, that you do not get any other punishment, so then the Yisayid is that a korban oiler is mechapa. So let these children also have kapara. That's what the Gemara is saying. So the memory you want to tell me, the Kanyelu, it comes out to telling me that the Yorshim really have a kinyan. It's considered mamish like their korban. Like Rashi says, liyorshim behemas korban aviyim, the kaporcha the chapra layu. Like you're telling me in Svara now, when the yorshim yarshim, the father's korban, in other words, the father or the mother set aside the korban. It was their korban. Then when they died, the children yarshim them. So now you're telling me the children should receive a kapara, meaning they really own it. It's their korban. Is that true? The Yomer Rabbi Yechonen said, Heniach mincha. Let's say a father set aside a mincha, and he left over 2 children, umeis, and now the father died. So the locker is kreva, that the 2 sons are allowed to bring this mincha. And the yain boy shutfis, it does not have a loch of shutfis. Because otherwise, V'yisakodai tekanyu, if you're going to tell me that you would think that the Yorshim are kind of the father's korban or mincha, meaning that it really belongs to them now, it's not only that they're bringing their father's korban, but it's considered their own korban. Like you want to say they should have their own kapara. If so, the Pasuk says, nefesh amarachmono, that by a mincha it says nefesh, only a yochid could bring a mincha. There's no mincha of shutfis. Rashi says, ain't by mishum shutfis, they are mina b'amnachas anasachim, hakel ba b'shutfis. Any other korban, you could bring it b'shutfis. Two people could bring a korban together. Lechilek ha'kosev ela mincha. Only a mincha cannot be brought b'shutfis partnership. Shenem Rapotik says, by nefesh. So the question is, if you tell me when the father dies, the yosh from the children yashin it, and it's really theirs, how could you tell me now a mincha could be brought by two sons? If they both yashin equally, they should both own it together, it should be like partnership. So how could you tell me that these two kids could bring the mincha? Samara says, so what do you want to tell me? That leikan yilu, you want to tell me now that the yoshim do not have a kinyan. It's not considered their carbon, it's still considered the father's carbon. Therefore, here it's good, it's called the father's mincha. He was the yochid, it's good what the mincha's brought. Samara says, no. But like Kanyel, you want to tell me that the yoshim have no kinyan, and therefore it's good what you said, maybe this question what you said before, they should not have a kapara. Ivomer Reb Yechanan said, Heniach behema, Lishnei Bonov, let's say a father had a carbon. He set aside a carbon, and he died, and he left over two children. Umeis, and then the father dies. So Kreva, the locker is now that these two children are allowed to bring this carbon. But the locker is, V'yein mamirim bo. There's no din tumura. They can't make tumura. Rashadim heimer, ain't a tumura. If one son would say to another animal, zu tacha zu, like you have your carbon oila here, you bring another animal and you say, this animal should be like the carbon oila, so usually it's a din tumura that the other carbon also becomes kodesh. But here, since there are two children, there's no din tumura. It's a clearly the aim of mirumbo. Why? The hevelu kishutfin. Because it remains like shutfin. Now, these two sons, since they both yashin their father, it's still like they both own this carbon now. And the klal is, the shutfin.